So this session, we're going to do the Tara practice. I'll lead you through the sadhana again. Did you do it last night at home or this morning? Good. Well, some of you. Who did it? Let's see. Very good. Yeah? How was it doing it by yourself? Yeah? It's good. You know, lots of times when I lead retreats, then at the end of retreats, people say, oh, okay, the retreat's very nice. I'm going home. What do I practice now? And I say, exactly what you did at the retreat. And they're so surprised. You know, because the retreat is just doing a little bit more intense practice, but what you should do at home is exactly what we're doing here, okay? So here I might be leading you through the practice, yeah? But at home, then you just lead yourself through the practice. Or actually, it's getting recorded here, so hopefully it'll get audio edited and put on the website, and then you can download it and, you know, listen to it there. But it's good to also put in some energy yourself to learn how to do the practice. Somebody asked me yesterday, saying, you know, how come is it that we can't visualize and read at the same time? And, you know, it seems like, yeah, you can't do both at the same time. And I explained, well, that's because the practice is still very new to us. Okay. If you do the practice on a daily basis and become familiar with it, then you'll be able to do the visualization at the same time when you read. Or you can stop and close your eyes and do the visualization and then still keep it in your mind while you're reading the prayer. You'll be able to do both at the same time. Okay. And then at a certain point, if you keep practicing, then you'll memorize the words. And if you memorize the words, then you can just do it, you know, recite the words, the prayers, and do the visualization at the same time. Yeah. Okay. At Srivasti Abbey, we do the 21 prayers to Tara every morning before breakfast. Yeah, that's part of our, just our ritual at the Abbey. So we do the praises to the 21 Taras and some Tara mantra. So, you know, we do it all the time. I have it memorized, but when I lead it here, I have to read it because otherwise my mind goes blank. Okay. But, you know, when you're at home alone, maybe you won't have your mind go blank. You'll memorize the things and then you can do them like that. But again, this takes you putting some effort in to do the practice repeatedly. But if you do so, then it really bears very good results. Okay? And especially setting up a regular daily meditation practice, that's very important. Okay? We eat every day, we sleep every day because we see those things are important for our physical health. We should also meditate every day because that's important for our mental health. Okay? So we should put some energy into it, make it part of our daily schedule and make sure that we do it. And if you do this, then you experience the positive results that come out. But I can't make you do it, just like you can't make your friends and relatives do what you want them to do. Okay, I want you to do daily practice, but I can't make you do it. Yeah? Or can I? Yeah? Maybe I should cufflink you, you know? Not cufflink, what's it called? Handcuff you. Yeah. Handcuff you to your meditation cushion, and you have to practice every morning.